You are listening to Chained, an audio drama. My name is Desiree Pickett, also known as Dee Marie Love. I wrote and directed this episode and play the character of Iris Reed. I host a weekly podcast called The Lounge on KBLP alongside my good friend, Anissa Nicole, but I've wanted to produce a scripted podcast for a while now. I've been writing stories since the age of 5, and an audio drama is the perfect way to combine my passion for storytelling and my love for podcasting. Music and poetry, as well as acting, are used to tell the story of 23-year-old Iris Reed, who married her high school sweetheart while she was still a teenager and is now desperately fighting to save her marriage. Her life is further complicated when she meets and befriends her new neighbor, Chase Reynolds, who makes her question all of her life choices. This is the first episode of a series. You will be able to find the episodes at Spreaker.com/KBLP or Spreaker.com/show/chained. If you are listening live and would like to let us know your thoughts on the show, please join the live chat below. You can connect through Facebook or Twitter or make a new account, and you can go ahead and start leaving comments and chat with us. If you're not listening live, you can still do the same thing and drop a comment and let us know what you think. We truly appreciate it. Okay, it's time. We truly hope you enjoy. This is a Keep It Scripted production. Chained, Episode 1, Transparency.
Lying there by your side, you go and light a fire in my mind. Funny how you can't see my side. An undress, I don't wanna hide in darkness. Wake up in the state of madness. We could be the greatest.
Today is the day I stop living for him.
I don't wanna see red.
I tell myself this as my eyes open. Same thing every day. It's never a fact. I'm just hoping. 5 years of the same bullshit and I still can't find a trigger. What will it take for me to understand? What will it take for me to figure that this man I lay beside is not the man that's meant for me? This woman I've become is not the woman I should be. I look in his eyes, I see darkness, and it scares me. I'm crying inside, where is the love? But he never hears me.
Headstrong, simple, but we let it go wrong.
Today is the day I start living for myself. Another lie I've been repeating for years. This marriage has taught me you never run out of tears. My life revolves around him, but he can't say the same. He's neglectful, disrespectful, but I'm the one that feels shame. I'm trying to piece this back together, but there's been a resist. And when I wake up this morning, I feel an energy shift.
I don't wanna be your enemy, sleeping in the same bed.
He's heading to the door as he speaks words I've dreamt about.
I'm sorry to do this, Iris. I love you, but I'm out.
We are in a marriage. You cannot just walk away. I can't believe you have the nerve to pull this shit today.
To celebrate today would be bullshit, and you know it. You don't even like me anymore. You don't say it, but you show it. I thought we had a shot last night. My God, you looked so hot. We should have been making love, but instead all night we fought. That's what we do. We fight. We fight every day. When there's no reason to be fighting, we still fight anyway.
So, this is your solution? To leave me in our home? You live life as a single man while I sleep each night alone?
I'm sorry, but you're not the one, and I have to move on.
Then he kisses my forehead gently, opens the door, then he's gone.
When you're outside, I'll let you win, let you win, let you win. I'll throw the fire. All said, I didn't lie, 'cause I didn't break it up.
Hello? Hello?
He's gone.
What? What did you say?
Austin left.
What do you mean he left? Left where?
He left me, Mom. He left me. He walked out the day of our wedding anniversary. Our marriage is over.
What did you do, girl?
I didn't do anything. Why do you do this? Why do you always blame me whenever something doesn't go right?
Because I know you, hun.
I don't need this right now.
Hey, you need to get that man back home. You need to fight for him.
I'm so tired of fighting.
You failed at a lot of things. Do you really want to add marriage to the list?
Miss Sheila Simmons, the woman who bore me and the woman always sure to bring me down. The last person I should have called, but I don't have many friends in this town. Mostly just one, but I don't want to call her with my trouble. She has to hear all the time, and I know it's a struggle. So I just repeatedly dial my husband and get nothing in return. Even with a broken heart, his well-being is still my main concern.
Record your message after the tone.
Austin, it is your wife. Please call me back. We have to talk.
Record your message after the tone.
Austin, I'm stressed. I'm hurt. I don't know what to do with myself right now. Just call me back, okay? Just call me back.
Record your message after the tone.
I at least need to know that you're safe and that you're okay. I've been calling and texting you for hours, and I have to call your mom and beg her for information bad enough that she doesn't even like me. She's saying she doesn't know where you are, your sister doesn't know where you are. You need to call me back.
Record your message after the tone.
I'm trying so hard not to get angry, okay? I just want you to come home. God damn it, Austin. I am your fucking wife. You do not do this shit to your wife. Do you understand how blatantly disrespectful this is? For you to tell me that I'm not the one and to walk out on me and not even have the decency or respect to call me and let me know where you are and tell me that you're okay? This is so fucking disrespectful that I can't even... Ugh. I love you, okay? I'll always love you. I don't want us to end like this. You may have just said what you said out of anger, but we need to figure it out. You're dark at your worst, you loved and you cursed. You're high and low, you're high and I brooded in your love ones. Hey, Ivory, what are you doing here?
What the hell is this? You look a hot mess. What have you been doing all day?
I've been trying to reach Austin. He hasn't texted me back or answered any of my calls. I don't even know where he is.
Give him some time. He needs space. He'll come back.
He looked me, his wife, dead in my eyes and told me that I'm not the one. Does he sound like he's about to be coming back? Because that is bold as hell.
Girl, he's gonna have to come home eventually to get the rest of his stuff, right? So you'll talk to him then. Come on, Iris. You two are meant for each other. Everyone has known that since the 10th grade. This is just a rough patch.
It's literally been nothing but rough patches lately.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you need a distraction. We're gonna go out. I need to get you out of this house.
Go out? It's 3 p.m.
So? We'll go shopping then. Get you something sexy. We'll go to lunch, then get you ready for the club tonight, where you'll wear your new outfit.
Oh, girl, you know I don't go to the club, Ivory.
Because you've been a boring old married lady for the past 3 years. The moment Austin walked out the door, he gave you freedom to have fun with your friends. And when he comes back, and he will come back, He doesn't need to know anything about it. Iris.
Okay, fine.
Okay, now hurry up and get dressed.
It's getting a little stressful with all the schoolwork and dealing with the whole awesome thing.
Wait, who is that?
I have no idea. I've never seen him before.
He is cute and walking this way. Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good now. Are you moving in next door?
Yeah. Do you live right here?
No, that would be me.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, neighbor. My name is Chase.
Iris.
And I'm Ivory.
Nice to meet you both. I would shake your hand, but I'm holding this box.
No, don't worry about it. We won't keep you. We were actually just leaving.
Maybe I'll see you both around?
I'm sure you will.
Have a beautiful day, ladies.
Damn! If you get any more neighbors like that, I might have to move on to the street myself.
Oh my god. I have no doubt that you would.
The day Austin leaves, a hot guy moves in right next door. Is that not a sign?
No, I'm still married and he probably has a girlfriend.
I didn't see any wedding bands.
It's not going to happen, Ivory.
Fine. You don't go for it? Maybe I will. Shit, I'm the single one.
No you're not.
Again, do you see any wedding rings? No, I belong to no one. Now where do you want to go eat?
Better, even when it's hard. When I'm feeling weaker, I can turn it off. Trying to do the right thing, even if I'm wrong. Even if I'm hurting, I can move.
Hello?
Austin, what the hell's going on?
Hi, Miss Sheila.
Don't hi me, boy. Did you walk out on my daughter?
Look, I really don't want to get into this right now.
Well, you're going to have to get into it because she's at home right now falling apart behind this stuff that you're doing. Whatever it is, it can be fixed. She can even work on being a better wife if that's what you need.
No, that's not it. It's not her.
Are you seeing someone else?
What? Okay, no offense, Sheila, but whatever's going on between me and your daughter is between me and your daughter. No one else is a factor. I mean, I'm sorry she's at home, upset, and all of that, but I needed to go. I hope you can understand, even though I don't expect you to understand, but whatever. You have a nice day, Miss Sheila.
Wait.
Sorry, I can't talk right now.
Go home.
Girl, you have been sitting over here since we got here. When are you gonna grab a guy and dance?
That's just not what I want to do.
Can you please get that sad puppy look off your face? You're killing the vibe.
I'm sorry, girl. I don't want to kill your vibe. I think I'm just gonna go home.
You can't be serious.
I know. I'm sorry. You have Jenny and Cassie here. You don't need me around being the mood killer. I'm just gonna go home and get into bed.
If you're going home to cry, I swear to God.
I'm not. I promise I'm not.
Fine. Do you want Cassie to take you home? She's the DD.
No, that's alright. I'm just gonna take an Uber.
You really don't have to do that.
I'm fine with it. Stay, have fun. Call me later.
Okay. But I'll wait outside with you for your ride. You keep checking your phone. Iris, don't torture yourself. If you keep... Mariah?
Hey, boo.
Hey, girl. What are you doing here?
How you been?
He should have called by now.
What's up? No. I can't do that right now. It's in the middle of the night. I'm going home. We could talk about this in the morning. I know you're pissed at me. You're always pissed. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. I'll call you in the morning. Hey.
Hi.
It's Iris, right?
That's right. Chase?
Yeah. What are you doing out here in the middle of the night?
Oh, it's nice out. I couldn't sleep. Thought I'd sit outside for a minute and enjoy the weather. Now, what are you doing? Walking around late at night with a hoodie on. You know you might look suspicious to some people.
I don't mean to look suspicious. I'm just coming from work. I work second shift. My job is up the street, so I like to walk there and back.
Makes sense. It's perfect walking weather. Just be careful on the way home at night.
I'm always careful. Nice of you to show concern, though.
I'm just being a good neighbor.
We're both up. We're both out here. Why don't we walk together?
I don't know you well enough to go off anywhere with you. I'm always careful, too. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I understand. You're the only person around here who's bothered to even smile in my direction, let alone speak to me.
Yeah, I would definitely get used to that if I were you. There will not be any borrowing of sugar from these people.
It's good to know. Now I know where I stand. Just so you know, if you ever need any sugar, my door is always open.
Are you flirting with me?
Of course not. I'm just being a good neighbor.
Right.
Have a good night, Iris. I'll see you around.
Should not still be thinking about Chase. Laying in my bed, late night without my husband by my side, that should be the only thing that's on my mind. I don't even know this guy, yet there he is. Tall, brown skin, brown eyes. We only spoke for a minute or so, but he has this way of looking at you like he's seeing your soul. He comes off real friendly, but there's an underlying intensity. I sensed it like he sensed me. But I'm still a married woman despite the complication. I don't need to add another factor to this equation. If I see him next door, run into him at the mall, I'll wave hi and bye, but that will be all. Touch me so I know it's free.
Hey, you'll be headed nowhere, moving so fast you won't even.
Hey, girl.
So, you made it home okay?
About 12 hours late on the checkup call, aren't we?
You told me not to let you ruin my night, so I didn't. We had a lot of fun. I really wish you would have stayed.
Next time, I promise. I just was not up for it last night. Just give me some time.
I guess. I don't really have a choice. In other news, have you seen your cute neighbor today?
No. Not today.
What? Did you see him last night?
Just for a minute. He was walking home and we said hello.
That's it? Did you find out if he was single?
No, I'm not gonna ask him that. I don't want him to get the wrong idea.
I guess I have to do everything. Anyway, Mike is home. I have to go.
Bye, crazy.
So, oh. I sold my soul to the devil, that's a crappy deal. At least it came with a few toys like a Happy Meal. This game you could never win. Cause they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. Get away from me, loneliness. Get away from me, misery. Get away.
We used to love each other more. Then it all changed. You parked out the door.
Another day goes by and still nothing from Austin. I'm sick of obsessing and stressing and all the time that it's costing to call him, text him, hit up his friends and family, and they're all telling me that they don't know a damn thing. Honestly, it's embarrassing and it's making me angry. For him to disappear like this, he must really hate me. No regard for my feelings. It's so typical of him. Through the back and forth, the up and downs, I did nothing but love him. I start telling myself the flame may have gone out on his torch. And for some reason later on, I find myself back on that porch. And there he goes, my attractive, distracting neighbor, just walking on by. And without a second thought, I raise my arm to wave high. But then I stop, and so does he.
Make believe I don't care, yeah.
You're back.
Maybe I never left.
Not going out tonight?
I went out last night and it was a total failure. I'm not doing that to myself two nights in a row.
How was it a failure, if you don't mind me asking?
Clubs and bars aren't really my scene. I felt out of place and I wasn't into it. So I managed to irritate all my friends before I left early.
Damn. Sounds like a rough night.
Yeah, but that's the struggles of being socially awkward. How was work?
It was good. I was a little distracted. I kept thinking about this girl I recently met and I couldn't figure out why. We ain't talked for long, but there's just something about her that piqued my interest.
Okay, is she cute?
She's beautiful, actually. But I get the sense that she doesn't realize how beautiful she really is.
What would give you that sense?
It's something in her eyes and the way she carries herself. Like there's something keeping her confidence at bay. There may be something missing in her life and she feels incomplete and a little insecure about it.
You don't know a damn thing about me.
So would I be wrong in thinking that maybe you came out here tonight at the same time you knew I would be walking home, hoping you would see me again?
Wow, you are really full of yourself.
Not at all. I'm just observant.
Well, you and your observations can get the fuck from in front of my house.
Hey, wait. Wait a minute.
Did I say you could walk through my gate?
My bad. I'll leave. I just want you to know that I didn't mean to upset you. I'm sorry. I've always been a person who just spoke his mind. I forgot not everyone likes that.
I don't care if you speak your mind, but your thoughts are bullshit.
Okay, maybe I read you wrong. I apologize. Can we start over? I never got to shake your hand the other day. Can I do that?
Fine.
My name is Chase. I just moved in next door.
Hi, Chase. My name is Iris.
That's a beautiful name. It's nice to meet you, Iris.
I'm married, Chase.
I know. I saw the ring. It was one of the first things I saw when I met you and your friend. I remember because how disappointed I felt when I saw it.
I just need to make sure that you understand that we can have conversations, but that's all it will ever be.
I understand. You seem like a nice girl, and I would love to have more conversations with you. And I'll always keep it respectful, I promise.
Nice? I told you to fuck off 2 minutes ago.
That's okay. I may have had that coming.
No, you didn't. I'm sorry about that. It was extremely rude and uncalled for. I've been a little on edge lately, and your words, they hit a nerve.
Why?
Because you were right. You were exactly right. And I was pissed at myself for being that transparent.
Iris, everybody has insecurities, skeletons, and things they want to change about themselves. Everybody. Don't ever think that you're the only one who isn't 100% happy with their lives.
You don't think I'm happy?
I don't want to make any more assumptions, but you're wearing a wedding ring, but for the past 3 days that I've lived here, I haven't seen a spouse.
You weren't kidding. You are observant. I know you've been on your feet all day. You can sit down too, unless you want to be getting home. It is almost 12:30.
Actually, I would love to sit down. Thank you. You have a beautiful smile. It's contagious. I hope I get to see it a lot more during our future conversations. You know, in a neighborly way.
Thank you, but I can't promise anything. I haven't had much to smile about lately.
Maybe you just need the right person to change that.
Maybe, but you know, sometimes you just wish the people that were already in your life were the ones that were making it.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete. I see the doorway to a thousand churches.
I'm usually so distrustful of new people. But somehow I ended up giving him a verbal peephole into my life. I told him about the struggles of marriage, the miscarriage, the distrust, the overbearing parents. What kind of sorcery is this? How did he get me to open up? I don't yet regret it. It's like that one conversation wasn't enough. He's more of a closed book, but I get a look at the pages. He mentions his junky mother, his dead brother, and the demons he's been shaking for ages. As we give our thoughts, we try to retain neutrality. Then he looks at his watch and we snap back to reality. Oh my God, it's almost 2:30 in the morning. I can't believe we've been out here for 2 hours.
Wow, the time flew by.
I know, I really should get inside and get some sleep.
Of course.
Thank you for this. I needed it more than I thought I did. You are a really good listener. I don't know how you're single, but whatever girl you end up with is going to love that about you.
Thanks. And unless your husband is a complete dumbass, he's gonna come home to you. Honestly, after what you told me, maybe you shouldn't let him.
Good night, Chase.
Good night.
Hey, are you working tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You work over on 5th, right?
Yes.
If you want, I can meet you there when you get out, take you up on that offer for a walk.
That would be nice. It would give me another reason to look forward to coming home.
You have a nice smile too. See you tomorrow night. Hello?
Were you sleeping? It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Damn, I didn't mean to sleep this late. I was just up kind of late last night.
Why?
I just was, Mom. What's up?
Have you talked to Austin?
No.
Have you even reached out to him?
I must have called him at least 20 times the day he left, and he never returned any of my calls. Not even a text. What else am I supposed to do?
You don't just give up.
I've been trying to focus on other things, like my schoolwork, and I've been writing a lot more. This whole thing has actually sparked my creativity again.
That's nice, hon, but writing poems about your marriage isn't actually going to save your marriage.
Thanks for the reminder, Mom. I'm gonna call you back. I think somebody's here. When it comes to love, never roll the dice. It ain't worth the gamble, that's fair. Austin?
Hey, baby.
You're here.
Yeah, I live here. I made you some pancakes with extra bacon. It's on the counter if you want it. Do I try to move away? 'Cause
I know you like mind games. I'm boiling inside as hours go by. He doesn't tell me where he's been, doesn't even bother to lie. Nothing at all day. Only small talk and silence. I'm keeping my emotions locked in because if I lash out, it may lead to violence. And that's the last thing we need to add to this mess that we call us. The friendship, the marriage, the sex, the trust, all of that is going out the window. If he doesn't explain, I'll leave, and I'll leave for good. I realized that if I have to make my peace with that, I could. I still cannot understand after all these years why he's this way. He consistently flips on me. He's mean, then he's sweet. I never know what he will be or what he will say each day. He hasn't said sorry. There hasn't been any type of apology. He's playing the innocent guy with amnesia that doesn't need to acknowledge me. He knows. He knows that one of my biggest fears is to be abandoned. He's trying to chill, but he can see the anger in my eyes from where I'm standing. Now he's watching me heading toward him, and he looks bothered because he knows playtime is done. He's been home for hours. It's time I'm speaking my mind, and I'll determine if he's the one.
What?
What do you mean, what? Are we gonna talk about it?
There's nothing that really needs to be talked about.
Austin, you've been walking around here all day as if you didn't walk out on me 4 days ago.
Okay, but I'm here. Like, can we just talk about the fact that I'm here right now with you?
No, we can't just talk about that. You told me I was not the one, and you left after I practically begged you not to. You ignored all my messages, and I had no idea where you were or if you were even okay, and you did not care. We are not going to pretend like that didn't happen.
See? This is the last thing I wanted. I don't want to have another fight with you, Iris.
I don't want to fight either, but we need to talk about this.
And we will, just not tonight, okay? This used to be our movie night, remember? It's been months since we had our movie night. Let's just do that and enjoy each other's company for once. You get to pick the flick.
I guess.
Thank you, baby. You know what? That was actually a lot better than I thought it would be. Whenever you pick the movie, it usually ends up trash or end up falling asleep.
Shut up. I have excellent taste in movies, okay?
I know. I'm just playing with you, babe. But look, I'm tired as hell, man. It's almost midnight.
Oh, wow, it is.
Come on. Let's go to bed, babe.
Actually, I think I'm going to stay up a little while longer. I might go sit outside.
Okay, but I want you to lay with me, Iris. I really miss laying next to you.
I'll be there in a little while.
Babe, just please come to bed. I really want us to go together.
Okay, let's go.
I need you around, I need you. It's about us right now, girl, where you going? It's about us right now, girl, where you going? I'm with you.
I may never stop living for him. Time and time again, he talks his way back in. I don't know if I'm strong for working it out or weak for staying, but he's so important to me. My high school sweetheart, the father to my lost child, and every time I wake, the first face I see. I don't know where my life is heading anymore. As he gets into our bed, I step to the window overlooking the street. It's now past the time that Chase and I were supposed to meet. It's dark and empty, and I don't see him anywhere. I feel so bad that I arranged to meet and couldn't bother to be there. But what was I supposed to do? Because my husband inexplicably disappears, does that make it right for me too? And what do I want from Chase anyway? And what does he expect from me? More late night talks and a friendship that runs deep? No, I don't think so. Guys like him are tricky. You think you've seen who they are, then they pull the carpet from under your feet. I've had the carpet pulled too many times, I need to be wary. He's still somewhat of a mystery, and that can be scary. I need to focus on what's going on inside my house now, so I step away from the window. There's still a mystery that needs to be solved with my husband, and I won't sleep well till I know. So many non-questions, but they can wait another day. Austin pulls me close as I lay down, and I silently start to pray. What happens next? Will we prosper or fall apart? What has this all been about? Something has to change, but I'm not sure what or how. I guess I just have to wait and find out. So, starring Desiree Pickett as Iris Reed, Ron Baker as Chase Reynolds, Everett Dre Zounds Longston as Austin Reed, Anissa Ortega as Ivory Young, and Teresa Gordon as Sheila Simmons. Special thanks to Rome Jenkins and Aaron Molina for assistance in production, and Lisa Trujillo for creating our promo images for the show. Thank you to everyone who has listened or shown support for this show in any way. If you like Chained and would like more shows like this from us, you can donate to KIS Productions. We could greatly improve the quality of each episode and tell a lot more stories. The link to donate is in the description box and can be found on spreaker.com/show/chain. You can donate any amount you like, $1, $5, whatever. It's always going to be appreciated. Come back next Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, for the next episode of Chained. Thank you for listening. Your portrait, wanted.